A group of Eurasian nomads, the Huns first appeared from east of the Volga River and migrated into Europe around the year 370 AD, where they built up an enormous empire. Origins. The exact origin of the Huns remains a mystery and is still debated by historians and archaeologists. Even though they were in the process of developing settlements before their arrival in Europe, the Huns were a society of pastoral warriors whose primary form of nourishment was meat and milk, products of their herds. It's often said that the Huns were remnants of the Xiongnu, who had been northern neighbours of China 300 years before, and that they may be the first expansion of Turkic people across Eurasia. But there is no solid evidence to support this, other than the fact that the Huns appeared right after the Xiongnu disappeared. The language of the Huns is also debated, but opinion leans toward it being of Turkic origin. Chinese annals, for example, reveal that the Hunnic language was very close to that of the Tuls, who were a Turkic tribe, and the word Hun itself comes from the word Kun in Turkish, which means people or nation. Sources from the Byzantine Empire reported that the language of the Huns was the same as the language of the Bulgars, Avars, Seklas, and other tribes which were flooding into Eastern Europe from Central Asia. However, despite their exact origins, the Hunnic Empire was very diverse in its people, as they subjugated a variety of cultures and brought them all under the control of one nobility. And there's evidence that points to the usage of German languages native to the lands that the Huns conquered. Early accounts suggest that the Huns may have already settled in the area northwest of the Caspian Sea as early as the 3rd century AD. Around 370, the Huns moved west, first destroying the neighbouring Alans, a powerful tribe originating from Iran, who had settled in the area west of the Volga and controlled much of the trade around the Caucasus. At about the same time, another Hun force moved south and ravaged Armenia, penetrating as far as Syria. The great Ostrogothic kingdom that covered the area between the Baltic and the Black Seas under the powerful King Ermanarich was the Huns' next target. The Ostrogothic cavalry was humiliated by the faster-moving Huns, whose mounted archers destroyed every army that Ermanarich sent against them. Following these victories, the Huns soon became a prominent force in Europe, although they did not have the political unity to stage a larger campaign of war. Prior to Attila's leadership, the Huns were mostly a loose confederation of kings rather than an empire. Although the title of High King existed, few of such rank had the competence to control all the different factions which made up the Hun tribe. This meant that the Huns attacked and operated in separately commanded groups without a unified objective. Around 430 AD, King Rua became leader of the Hun Confederation. Rua was a man with great ambition and foresight. He forged an alliance with the Gallo-Roman warlord, Aetius, and aided him greatly in his quest for supremacy in the West. This alliance was not to last, however. In 434, Rua turned on his Roman allies by planning a massive invasion against the Eastern Roman Empire. The Romans, fearful of Rua's strength, rejoiced when the Hun king was killed, struck by lightning. Their joy was to be short-lived, however, as Rua's death ushered in the rule of his two nephews, who initially split the empire between them, Bleda and his brother, Attila the Hun. Warfare. The Huns were famed for their warfare techniques, particularly their lightning cavalry attacks, as well as their battle tactics, such as feigning retreat in order to lure their enemy into a false sense of security. The main body of Hun armies consisted of light-armed cavalry. The horsemen were equipped with long, 120 to 150 centimetres on average, powerful composite bows, the Hun principal weapon of offence.